It's the most important because we have a president who is a pathological liar. We have a president who has strong authoritarian tendencies, who wants to every day undermine American democracy. You know, and in my state and all over this country, you have men and women who have fought and died to defend American democracy. And this guy looks all over the world and he kind of likes all of these authoritarian leaders. He attacks the media every day, trying to make it harder for them to be critical of him. And we have a president who is a billionaire himself, who has surrounded himself with billionaires, who gave huge tax breaks to the wealthiest people in this country, and then brings forth a budget that would cut Medicaid by $1 trillion, Medicare by $500 billion, cut nutrition programs for hungry kids, cut Social Security, disability. A president who told the American people that he was going to provide health care to everybody. Remember that, Bill?
Cheaper and better.
Cheaper and better. And then he supports legislation to throw 32 million people off of the health care that they have.
So when does that sink in with his people? Because gas prices are going up because he shelved the Iran deal. People do not have as good health care, and some have been thrown off. He's going to lose jobs because of this tariff trade war he's starting. When does the cult of personality wear away in favor of, wait, you're actually hurting me?
What we need to do is a couple of things. Frankly, from a political point of view, it is not good enough to simply attack Trump every single day. What we need to do is bring forth an agenda that working people all over this country are going to respond to. And let me be very clear, and I've said it before. In 2016, it's not that Trump won, it's that Democrats lost. And for too long, the Democratic Party has been dominated by wealthy campaign contributors. They got to open the door to people who work with their hands, people who take showers at the end of the day, not at the beginning of the day. Open the door to young people. And we have a generation out there of some of the brightest, most decent young people in the history of this country.